Whatever the IT song was when you were a kid, chances are, even if you haven't heard it in forever, you still know all the words, right? Music and memory are deeply linked in the brain. And music therapists find that for the elderly, music from earlier times doesn't just help them socialize and relax. If they have dementia, it can also help orient their minds to the present by connecting with who they were in the past. Laura Benchoff sends this postcard from a music therapy session at New Cortland Life, a senior day center in North Philadelphia.
Well, we mixed a little bit of gospel and a little bit of Motown for you girls and guys. You guys seem to like that kind of stuff. If you have any requests and I haven't played them, just shout them all up. We'll do them. If I don't know them, I'm going to make it up. It's going to be a new experience for all of us.
I am Jerry O'Leary. I'm a music therapist for MusicWorks. We do a one-hour music therapy session for the seniors, and we're trying to encourage them to boost their self-confidence, give them a chance to interact with one another, socialize with one another all through music.
This song everybody knows. Nobody knows who wrote it. It's one of those anonymous songs. But everybody knows who made it famous. Who made When the Saints Go Marching In famous? Satchmo.
You have to play what they want to hear, and it's called client-preferred music, and that's really one of the magic ingredients in music therapy, because that takes them back to a time when things were younger, simpler, and a lot more fun.
My name is Agena Shaw. I'm the therapeutic recreation coordinator here at New Cortland Life Program. During this time, when they're in this room, their mood changes, especially with our folks who have either dementia or, you know, memory impairment. They remember the songs. So at that time, they feel, you know, comfortable. They're able.
There's a lady, little lady named Gloria, and she's so quiet. And she's, what you might say, special. She was singing today.
My name is Paul Nolan. I'm a retired director of music therapy programs at Drexel University. Someone who's 85 has 85 years of music education. They still know how music goes. Music cognition seems to be preserved. And why is that? Because it's perhaps our oldest cognition. Mothers never talk like this. Yes, you are very cute, and it's fun playing with you. You know, they'll go, "You're so cute." You know, rhythm, you know, padding, and the kid knows he's one with the mom now. Those are pre-musical. Those are elements we use, you know, in music.
We're going to sing along with you.
Favorite instrument.
This is your favorite instrument, isn't it?
Yes. Put
this hand up here so that, there you go, that's okay. The way to do it. You okay like that?
Yes.
And you're just going to strum?
It's not a guitar.
You got it.
We want them to feel good about the things they can do, because there's so many things they dwell on that they can't do. I can't do this anymore, I can't do this anymore. But I can, yeah, but you can play these tubes, or you can play this drum, or you can play this cue chord. Then all of a sudden, yeah, I can. They start believing it much better.
You'll see somebody who was a carpenter for 50, 60 years, and you hand the person a hammer, and the person won't know what it is. But that person will tell you if you're playing Swanee River too fast.
My name is Brother Mike Wilkerson, and I'm from the Alani section.
I had a stroke and things like that, and you know, I really appreciate it because it helps me. It helps me get my life together, it helped me get better.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Music, just like sex, drugs, and now rock and roll, affects our nucleus accumbens and our basal ganglia, which is the pleasure zone. So when that happens, it affects the amygdala. The amygdala calms down. It sends messages to the prefrontal cortex of, like, do what you have to do to keep this going.
What can make me feel this way, my girl?
My name is Yvonne Brown. I've been here 6 years. When I first came here, I was depressed. I joined the choir. That gave me an uplifting spirit and gets me going through the day. And I love my choir members. We all give each other support.
The music is the therapy. You know, I'm the facilitator. You know, and they're doing the therapy, and I'm just leaving.
I guess you say.